Learning Support Budget 2025 Fact Sheet. Adapted in 2025 by Accessible Format Service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. Listed under the title are the following lines. Te Tauhuhu o Mātauranga, Ministry of Education. Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa, New Zealand Government. Vote Education, Budget 2025, Learning Support Fact Sheet, education.govt.nz. Budget 2025 invests $645.8 million of operating funding and $100.9 million of capital funding, providing significant investment to support more students, address funding shortfalls, and to meet growing demand. This funding will enable teachers and specialists to identify learning support needs early in a child's life and to provide the right support, to support attendance, and to lift achievement. Bringing learning supports closer to children and young people. This budget has $645.8 million in operating funding and $100.9 million capital for learning support initiatives. This includes 1. $266 million to extend the Early Intervention Service, EIS, from early childhood education through to the end of year one of primary school. This will fund more than 560 additional FTE over the next 5 years for EIS teachers and specialists. This investment includes A. $74.9 million to extend the Early Intervention Service, EIS, into year one of primary school. B. $127.7 million to reduce wait times and meet the growing demand for the EIS. C. $40 million for 900,000 additional teacher aid hours for young learners in the EIS. And D. $23.4 million for early intervention specialist service providers and specialist workforce development. 2. Overall, there is funding for more than 2 million additional teacher aid hours into the system every year from 2028. Details of diagram below. Service. Ongoing Resource Scheme, ORS. Additional teacher aid hours from Budget 2025, 1,020,080. Service. Early years at school. Additional teacher aid hours from Budget 2025, 900,000. Service. Behaviour and Communications. Additional teacher aid hours from Budget 2025, 157,089. Total number of hours, 2,077,169. End of diagram. Budget 2025 also provides 1. $192.5 million so that all state and state integrated schools and CUDA with year 1 to 8 students get access to a learning support coordinator, around 650 additional FTTE, enabling improved identification of and response to learner needs. 2. $122.5 million to meet increased demand for the ongoing resource scheme, ORS, for students with high and complex needs. This includes a structural change to the funding model so every child who is verified for ORS funding receives the support they need. This investment will also increase the number of specialists and teacher aid time to support the more than 1,700 additional learners forecast to access ORS over the next 4 years. 3. $41.5 million of operating and $1.4 million of capital funding for an extra 78.5 FTE speech language therapists, 6.2 FTE psychologists, and supporting teacher aid hours to help meet the growing demand of students with communication and behaviour needs. This will provide specialist supports to around 2,500 students over the next 4 years. 4. $7.3 million for 45 more places in the intensive wraparound service. Te Kahu Toi, a 7.5% increase, so more learners with the most complex social, emotional and behavioural needs can get tailored supports. 5. $4.2 million to employ 25 intern education psychologists each year to enable a more sustainable pipeline of locally trained workforce. 6. $3 million of investment in our teacher aides with targeted professional learning and development to help them support learners with social, emotional well-being and behavioural needs associated with disability and neurodiversity. And 7. $90 million of capital funding and $18.4 million of operating funding for 25 new learning support satellite classrooms to provide around 225 new student places across the ministry's specialist school network and up to 365 property modifications to make schools more accessible. Initiatives: Early intervention service strengthened and extended to Year 1 learners. $216.6 million operating funding, $9.4 million capital. This extends the Early Intervention Service, EIS, from early childhood education through to the end of Year 1 of primary school. This will help students who need additional support to have a smoother and more effective transition. It also funds expansion of the current service to address growing demand. This includes 1. More than 560 new specialist staff for the expanded EIS to the end of Year 1 and expand the current service. 2. 20% increase in funding for study awards to grow the EIS specialist workforce. And 3. Funding increase for EIS service providers that have not had a price increase since 2019. This initiative will increase participation in education, improve achievement, and reduce the need for support later in life. Teacher aid time to support the early intervention service extension into Year 1 of schools and CUDA. $39.9 million of operating funding. This funding massively expands the teacher aid hours for students in their early years of schooling who need the early learning service. Narrator's note, below is a diagram with the forecast cumulative hours. The left-hand column is the year, and the right-hand column is the cumulative number of teacher aid hours. 2026, 225,000 hours. 2027, 310,000 hours. And 2028, 579,800 hours. End of diagram. This initiative will enable specialists to provide more effective support to young learners accessing EIS by funding teacher aid time. These learners include children with communication difficulties or behavioural challenges who required additional support to be able to attend, progress and achieve in their learning alongside their peers. With more consistent collaboration between teacher aides, teachers and specialists, this initiative is expected to contribute to smoother transitions in school, greater engagement in learning, and improved long-term education outcomes. Learning support coordinators for schools with Year 1 to 8 students. $192.5 million operating funding. This funding rolls out a Learning Support Coordinator, LSC, to all schools with Year 1 to 8 students that don't currently have an LSC. It provides around 650 new LSC full-time teacher equivalents, FTTE, phased in over 3 years. 1. A new LSC will be allocated to approximately 1,250 additional schools to benefit approximately 300,000 learners. 2. Small schools with 100 students or less will get access to an LSC one day per week. There is also funding for 1. Professional learning and development for new LSCs, and 2. An evaluation of the service. Ongoing resourcing scheme volume funding for the increasing number of eligible students. $122.5 million operating funding. This funds the more than 1,700 additional learners forecasted to access ORS by 2028/2029. Longer term, funding increases will be based on formal growth forecasts rather than requiring annual budget bids. That change will enable those students with the highest needs to be supported throughout their time at school. Behaviour and communications service cost pressure. $41.5 million operating funding and $1.4 million capital. This funding is for additional frontline staff to meet the forecast increased demand of around 2,500 learners who will need specialist support from the Behaviour and Communication Service over the next 4 years. The funding is for an additional 1. 78.5 FTE speech language therapists, 2. 6.2 FTE educational psychologists, and 3. 157,089 hours of teacher aid time. This initiative provides increased capacity to address demand and reduce wait times so students with additional learning needs can receive the support they need. Expanding the intensive wraparound service Te Kahu Toi, $7.3 million operating funding. This initiative includes 1. 45 additional student places for Te Kahu Toi intensive wraparound service over the next 2 years. And 2. 5 new psychologist FTE and 8 facilitator FTE by 2027. Te Kahu Toi supports students in years 0 to 10 with the most complex and challenging behaviour, social and learning needs, at school, at home, and in the community. Intern psychologist salaries cost pressure. $4.2 million operating funding. This funds the employment of 25 intern education psychologists per year. Interns need to complete a supervised placement to be eligible for full registration as psychologists. This initiative provides a more sustainable pipeline of locally trained workforce. In recent years, more than 85% of the interns have been offered ongoing employment within the ministry once they are qualified. Prior to a 2023 Employment Relations Authority determination, interns were paid stipends for being on scholarships. Having been deemed interns, they must be paid as fixed-term employees. Teacher Aid Professional Learning and Development, $3 million operating funding. This funding will provide professional learning and development, PLD, for teacher aides in state and state-integrated schools. The PLD will be based on evidence-based practices to strengthen teacher aides' capability when working with students who experience behavioural or learning difficulties associated with disability or neurodiversity. Expanding the learning support network and delivering property modifications contingency. $18.4 million operating funding, $90 million capital. This initiative supports students with learning support needs to access the education setting that best meets their needs, whether that is a specialist school or their local school. This funding delivers 1. Up to 25 new classrooms in the specialist school network, and 2. Up to 365 learning support property modifications to provide equitable access to education for all students. These modifications include the purchase and installation of automatic doors, lifts, fencing, hoists, and bathroom modifications. For more information, please visit the Ministry of Education website. Click on the link https://www.education.gov.nz/our-work/publications/corporate-documents/budget-2025/learning-support. End of document.